You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. Inmates booked in the Leelanau County Jail might get a chance to learn something most county jails don't offer: art. The art program has been around for 10 years and is run by the same deputy. Daniel Wanchura visited the jail and has this report.
Nearly 10 years ago, the jail chaplain in Leelanau County challenged the inmates to participate in a drawing contest. It was Christmas. Leelanau County Deputy Diane Spees remembers the results of that first contest.
We looked at them and found them just gorgeous and decided to make them into cards. And that's our first thing that we ever did was make cards.
When Deputy Spees saw that talent, she wondered about how she could bring more art into the jail. What began as a simple one-time drawing contest has now become a regular part of jail life for some of the inmates at Leelanau County. The jail now offers inmates the chance to not only sketch, but also paint, knit, quilt, bead, and even tie fish flies. In the brick-walled classroom with her are six minimum security inmates. One is working with yarn on a small frame.
She is knitting on a loom and making a beautiful scarf. Ta-da! And she's made a hat, and your hat matches that.
Inmates can spend up to 8 hours a week in this art room. It's not a master class. Spees herself simply enjoys the arts as a personal hobby. But through the years, she's figured out when to give guidance and encouragement.
I used to get stuck a lot when I first started on my first painting. I'd get stuck a lot in a lot of different areas. And she would like pick up on it almost from the other side of the room, it seems. She'd just tell me all the time, just relax. And it really helped a lot, and it works. So it was pretty cool that she just was able to pick up on that, you know.
That's Jake Schaub. He's been in the Leelanau County Jail for about 6 weeks now.
I'm actually painting a painting that's in two different, will be in two different forms that they can be separated or hung together.
Before arriving, Jake had very little arts experience. Now, he's working on his third acrylic painting. It's a landscape featuring a few deer feeding in a grassland with the sun rising in the background. He says he's surprised by how far he's come.
I painted houses and hated it, but I actually vowed to never touch a paintbrush again, but Miss B's got it back out of me. Curiosity and her coaching, and here it went. After my first one, I wanted to try to do something harder, you know, every time, so that way, I mean, at some point, it's, you know, certain things just get easier.
Jake doesn't view his newfound love for art as a career opportunity. He thinks that would take the fun out of it. But he does plan to use the skills he's learned in jail once he leaves.
I mean, it's an amazing release, and it's a good feeling, like the self-gratification that you get out of making something that looks decent and people tell you is really nice is something in its own. And I'll take that with me for sure and utilize it.
Diane Spees is approaching her 30th year as a correctional officer, and she's convinced that art is more than just an activity to combat jailhouse boredom. She believes it's a chance to learn valuable life lessons.
I've got several people that call me over the years and say, Miss Spees, I'm still doing good. I'm not in trouble. And so it does have an effect on people. And so if it takes learning art to figure out how to do things a little bit differently, to get things done in life and complete them, that's a good thing.
She says when the time does come for her to retire, she plans to return to the Leelanau County Jail as a volunteer. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Daniel Wanchura.